Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind here on ACB Radio, where your listening is our business. I'm Brian McKellen. This show airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Now on to the show. ACB's Audio Description Project, or ADP Director, Joel Snyder joins us again on the show. He's going to talk about a very special event just for audio description consumers at this year's ACB convention in Dallas. And he's also going to talk about Netflix's rollout of audio description with their new original series of the Marvel Daredevil comic books. And he's also going to share some additional updates on audio description and its relation to consumers as well. Joel, great to have you again on the show.
Great to be here, Brian. I always enjoy it, and I know you have a great many listeners who get a good deal out of what you broadcast, so it's good to be here.
What is this special event?
Well, you know what we decided to do this year? Because, you know, last year, in conjunction with the conference, last year being, of course, 2014, we had another in our series of audio description project conferences. 2 days that were just jam-packed with information about audio description, visitors and speakers from, oh golly, I think 9 countries. It was just a great event and a significant event for the moving audio description forward. Lots of chances for folks to talk. Audio description producers, the network people that buy the description, and as well as a great many audio description consumers. That's really a key part of all of this is linking in the users, the consumers of description. And what better place to do that than at an ACB conference and convention when you've got 1,500, 2,000 people who are all consumers or potential consumers of description. So what we decided to do this year, because putting together one of those full international conferences is quite a chore for a core group of volunteers. What we decided to do is, you know, we're going to have that full conference again in 2016 when we all gather in Minneapolis. But this year in Dallas, we're having a mini ADP conference. Essentially, it's 2 sessions followed by a chance to just gather and chat, be social, and a little mixer, basically. But the key there is really that it will follow these 2 sessions, and we've lined up some excellent sessions. This is being held on Tuesday, July 7th in the afternoon. So, of course, we avoid the plenary sessions in the morning. And it all begins at 2:45 with the first session. And that goes to 4:15, an hour and a half. Audio description, the latest and greatest. We are going to have all kinds of updates, specifically with respect to media, television, film, technology, as well as the Telecommunications Act. Actually, that more precisely, the 21st Century Video Accessibility, Communications and Video Accessibility Act. People may not be quite aware of the timeline of implementing audio description and other items important for folks who access description. So that'll be part of what we talk about. Indeed, Eric Bridges will be there with us. Eric, of course, is our top-notch director of government affairs and advocacy. He knows the legal stuff backwards and forwards. There's going to be some update on Department of Justice hearings. The Department of Justice is looking at, as a part of the ADA, essentially expanding it to envelop all movie theaters so that all movie theaters would be required to have captioning and description. We're going to provide information on that, as well as description in other art forms, in performing arts, in museums, and let people know about all these audio description project activities. So there's actually going to be 2 panels in this first session. The first one is about audio description in film and television and the legal issues. Dan Spoon will moderate that, our illustrious chair of the Audio Description Project Committee. And I'll be on the panel along with Carl Richardson, who's a longtime worker in audio description with WGBH in Boston, ACB member, and of course, Eric Bridges. A lot of the items I just discussed mentioned will be focused on in that panel, as well as, you mentioned earlier, Brian, some focus on Netflix, what's going on with Comcast and their voice box, essentially. They're the first accessible TV box, which is fantastic. And a little bit about Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers, believe it or not, is embracing description, at least tentatively, with one DVD out that has description. And then we'll have another panel that this will be concurrent, and it will focus on performing arts with hopefully a curator or a museum specialist from the Meadows Museum in Dallas. I trained their describers, or rather their docents there, to be describers. They've done a lot of good work in outreach. JoLynn Bailey Page and Susan Glass, who are the chairs of the committee for our conference, will be with us, as well as Margie Donovan, who chairs the subcommittee focused on performing arts in museums. I'll be available as well. I'll be moderating that panel. And JoLynn and I will discuss a great partnership we just wrapped up with Arena Stage, where we actually were able to provide, make available description at every single performance of two plays they presented in this past season. So, and then last but not least, when we finish up at 5:45, we'll go right into our little mixer, a little social session. By the way, I'm pretty definite on this now, that Tom Lutkowski will be with us for that afternoon. Tom, of course, is the Vice President for Accessibility at Comcast. So he'll be kind of a featured guest, and we look forward to getting the latest from him. And it'll be a chance for folks to meet him. And if you have a Comcast as your internet server, your cable provider, you can talk right to the man and let him know what you think of what's going on, or if there's some problems, he'll get right on it, I'm sure.
Let's talk more about audio description and video on demand here. Uh-huh. Netflix started offering audio described shows earlier this year with the original Marvel Daredevil series. I was wondering if you could provide us some comments on this.
Well, sure. There's been a lot of advocacy contacts with Netflix trying to get them going with offering description, actually not only with their own produced series. In my opinion, it is the responsibility of the producer generally to produce the description. Beyond that, Netflix is actually looking for two things. They're looking for the audio description tracks that were produced when a movie was in the movie theater. And, you know, it makes sense. If they can get hold of that, they'll simply add that to what they offer on streaming, maybe DVDs as well. But in addition to that, they're also beginning to look at hiring describers, hiring description producing entities to provide the description for some of the titles that they send out. So it's not just the Daredevil. They're working on a number of getting there, and they have a huge, huge inventory of DVDs or films, rather, that they put out there. I mean, a lot of people still use DVDs, of course, but they're doing more and more with streaming. I do want to say there's been a lot of advocacy, but, you know, I have known for a couple of years now that they'd already begun looking at this, and they've been very methodical. They actually sent three employees to one of my audio description institutes. And by the way, let me just digress for a moment and mention or plug the ACB's Audio Description Project Institute, AD Institute, which we do every year at the conference. You know, there are a number of, more and more actually, people who are blind, who are description consumers, coming to these institutes to learn how description is produced and to learn how they can actually get involved, which is, oftentimes as a consultant on the development of the description scripts, sometimes as a voice talent, even as an audio editor. There are a number of blind audio editors that I know. So my quick little plug on that is, if folks are interested, they can sign up during pre-registration. It's being held July 8 through 10, three very full days of intensive training on audio description. So folks might want to look at that. But as I say, Netflix sent three employees to that session, a year or two ago, and I've been in touch with them regularly. They know about description, and it wasn't so much that they weren't doing it because they had some sort of philosophical problem with it. No, they were just being conscientious, methodical about it. And now they're putting it out there, which is just great.
Let's go back to audio description coming to all movie theaters, because I read on your audio description project site, acb.org/ADP, Governor David Ige of Hawaii signed House Bill 1272. Tell us about that bill.
Absolutely. Well, this is a real first. It's a landmark. I think ACB certainly should send a big thank you to them. We're looking at ways we can honor them and recognize their action via the Audio Description Project and our Audio Description Awards. The governor of Hawaii, the legislature in Hawaii, got together and have decided at least this state, by state fiat, is going to make sure films at movie theaters are accessible. And they have required that description be available at every movie theater in the state of Hawaii. They weren't satisfied with sitting back and waiting for the Department of Justice to come around or waiting for Congress to actually implement something like that. They went ahead and did it in Hawaii. They're the first. I am so excited about that. I wish I could pay for everybody at the conference to, you know, let's all go to Hawaii and watch some movies. Would that be nice? I'm not sure that's within our budget. If you do have occasion to Hawaii, you know that once you finish up with lounging on the beach, you can catch a movie and have it be accessible. That's just great. And then beyond that, the Department of Justice is looking at this same thing, essentially looking at what would be in a kind of a clarification or expansion of the Americans with Disabilities Act and reading it as though it applies to movie theaters. And making those movie theaters entities that serve all the public, people who are deaf, people who are blind. It would be a landmark if they actually come out with something. And, you know, the FCC doesn't get involved with that. You might think so because you hear so much about the FCC and television. Well, they're concerned with the public airwaves. And that's not what's happening in a movie theater, of course. A movie theater is being projected almost always now digitally, and it has description or it doesn't have description. By the way, I will also say that I think in the future, and I mentioned this in my book that ACB published, The Visual Made Verbal, which is available at the ACB store, as a matter of fact, in print, but also in text and a PDF file that's accessible. So, but anyway, I mentioned in my book that I think the future of access to description in movie theaters, but maybe even in homes as well, is via one's own smartphone. Certain apps, you can then download the audio description track for a given movie or television show, and the app listens to your television. It listens to the movie being played on that big screen and automatically syncs audio description to it. And not only that, one or two of them, you know, if the movie stops for some reason, or you pause your DVD to get a sandwich or whatever, you can start it up again wherever. It might want to jump ahead a little bit or something, or jump back. The audio description will hear that and within 3 seconds pick up where you are with the description. So that's on the horizon. It's not really readily available just yet, but they're being tested, and we've had great results, and I'm looking forward to that.
One of our listeners, Abby Vincent, she asks this question. How can we be sure that our TV provider shows all the available material with description? Then Miss Vincent here, she also said that when she contacted her cable company, Time Warner Cable, here's what she also asks. Time Warner just says, that's about your TV. How do you answer Abby's question here?
Those customer service personnel need additional training. And that's actually mentioned in the CVAA that customer service people need to be brought up to speed. if Abby, I'm trying to remember where Abby is based, but, you know, as of July 1st, the top 60 markets must have description available on the top 9 broadcast channels. That's ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and then the top 5 cable channels, which includes the History Channel now, as well as I think it's Disney and their 5 top cable channels that are also have to be accessible. And PBS, too, offers description. And even if you're not in one of those markets, if the local station or the satellite provider provides service in your area and they have the local folks have the ability to pass the signal through, which almost all of them do now, because you need to have that signal to produce the emergency scroll readings that are in the law now. I think that's as of July 1st as well, if not already. Everybody should have the equipment to pass through the secondary audio program. And if the description has been produced, they're supposed to be passing it through. So I think the country is pretty well covered with respect to description offered on the 9 networks and PBS. And if Abby is not receiving it, sure, there might be some setting that's needed on her remote control. Her cable company should send someone out to help set that. But it may be a matter of they're not passing through the signal locally in some way. And if she's not getting any satisfaction that way, she needs to file a complaint with the FCC. And on our website, acb.org/ADP, we have good information. I believe a way to just click right through to the place where you can file your complaint with the FCC. And I encourage Abby and others to do that if they're not getting satisfaction, if they know that description is available on certain programs. And we list those, again, on our website, acb.org/ADP. You know, if it's not coming through, you've checked out your own settings on your remote control, that FCC complaint really is warranted. If, again, you're not getting satisfaction from the customer service people.
We were talking about the arts earlier. What are some audio description updates in regards to the arts for consumers?
Sure. Well, I mentioned that Margie Donovan is the chair of our Performing Arts Subcommittee on the Audio Description Project Committee. She's done a great job of getting information from different parts of the country. There's a lot more work to do as we find out what the details are for description at performing arts venues in a given community. We put that right up on our website. And one nice thing about the website is right on the home page, you can tab to the different tabs listing performing arts, museums, television, DVDs. We get a lot of visitors to the DVD page because, of course, folks can find a DVD that has description and click through right to the Amazon page that will sell it to you. And you can be assured that that version has audio description. So we've got information on the performing arts. We're going to work real hard on building up next our museum listings and our international listings, too. We want to do more there. Because folks travel, and it's good to know, this theater or this museum has a good audio described tour.
We know when the mini conference is going to be held. We know that's going to be held in Dallas.
July 7th.
But where Register. In Dallas is the Register. Mini conference and convention, NACB convention going to be?
You know, I don't have the room. It's going to be right there in the Dallas Sheraton. If that's what you mean, the actual name of the room, I don't have that just yet. Janet Dickelman, by the way, who is just wonderful working with us on this, she may still be sorting out rooms, but so I'm not even sure it's listed in the pre-registration material, but that will certainly be something that everybody will find out when they come to the conference. It'll be in the large print or braille programs for sure.
How much is it going to cost to attend this little mini conference?
Yeah, well, the sessions, the informational sessions are each $5. You know, there are two panels on each. And so that's nominal, I think, and a lot of good information there. A lot of important folks with respect to description going to be there, including, as I say, Tom Lutkowski, our own Dan Spoon, and others. Each of those panels, two-part panels, is $5. And I'm almost certain that the put this in stone, but I'm pretty certain that the mixer afterwards is in the neighborhood of $15 or $20. So it's not a huge expense and should be a lot of fun.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, golly, I just am eager to meet more consumers at the sessions on July 7th. I want to mention as well, that's a Tuesday, July 7th. On Thursday, July 9th, I believe it's at 7:30, we will have our annual screening of the Best Picture Award awardee. And of course, back in March, I think it was, they awarded Best Picture to Birdman with Michael Keaton. And I've seen it. It's a great film. And it has audio description already recorded with it on the DVD. We'll be sharing that with folks on Thursday, July 9th for all of $5. How about that? Now, I'm pretty sure we're going to have some popcorn and sodas and such available as well. So it's such a deal. You can't beat it. So I want to see a lot of people there. I want to see just as many people. We usually get about 200 folks at the screening. I want to see just as many folks at the July 7th events, our little mini conference.
How do our listeners sign up for the conference briefly?
Yeah, right there on the pre-registration page, you know, where you sign up for all the different events being held. The conference is listed there. The elements of the conference you can sign up for separately, and you can pre-register for the film as well.
And that's under acb.org?
Just acb.org, and you scroll down. I think it's the first item in the left column for those that have low vision. It's the first item, I believe, is it takes you right to registration material.
That's right, in that little rectangular box of links.
There you go. Exactly.
Joel, we hope our listeners come to the mini-conference. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Brian. You've been a great supporter. It's always great to chat with you.
Always great to chat with you, Joel. And I welcome comments and suggestions, listeners. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on Twitter at Speak Out Blind or Speak Out for the Blind. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening. And remember to speak out. Join me, Brian McKellen, on Speaking Out for the Blind. I interview famous and inspirational blind individuals and other specialists about a wide variety of topics, providing you with the steps to achieve your dreams. Speaking Out for the Blind airs Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, and repeats every 2 hours overnight and throughout the next day. Right here on ACB Radio Mainstream.
Do you have a hobby that you would like to discuss? A topic that you are very knowledgeable about and would like to present about to a very large audience? If so, are you interested in becoming a presenter on ACB Radio Mainstream? If the answer to any or all of the previous questions is yes, then we would be delighted to have you join us on ACB Radio Mainstream. On ACB Radio Mainstream, your program must be a talk show, though it can discuss any topic relating to blindness, visual impairment, or the American Council of the Blind. Your program can be pre-recorded or live. To get started, email support@acbradio.org and let us know what type of program you would like to present, what the topic is, how often you will produce a new program, how long your program will be, and if it will be pre-recorded or live. We will work with you to get you on ACB Radio Mainstream as soon as possible. We look forward to having you join us on the ACB Radio Mainstream team.
The First Amendment reads, "The people shall not be deprived or abridged of their right to speak."
The odds are the person you just heard is an African American.
Because African Americans are twice as likely to suffer a stroke as white Americans.
That's twice as likely a stroke could rob you of the freedom to speak your mind.
The freedom to shout from mountaintops.
The freedom to tell your mother you love her.
And it's twice as likely a stroke could take your life.
Therefore, it's twice as crucial for us to do something about preventing a stroke.
Learn how you can help beat the odds.
Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org.
Join the power to end stroke.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.